So we're just going to kind of go through some of the rules in appellate practice, some of the tips that we have for those rules, or just general tips that have helped us, that we've learned from, and things that you can just put into practice that are pretty simple. So some of them are going to be pretty simple. Some of them may be a little bit more helpful. So what do I do, Rico, when you asked me to talk about this? Kind of what do I do personally when I start working on an appeal? The first thing after the conviction, you get hired or you get appointed and you're in the time frame for a motion for a new trial. So I always call trial counsel. They're in the best position to let you know whether or not there are any errors that they think should be raised in a motion for a new trial, or anything that that you should be looking for, maybe some pretrial hearings that you didn't know about that you would probably want to make sure you get the record on that. The next thing is I always check the clerk's event log. Again, that goes to when you're ordering the record, you want to make sure you have everything. And in that event log, it will tell you the actual day of the judgment, so you'll have your dates just right. You don't want to rely on the family or the defendant on what day things happened. You'll setting you up for some problems there. But the event log, and I know in Bexar County for sure, it will say who the court reporter was for every event. So if there's a pretrial motion to suppress, sometimes it's a court reporter that filled in. You're going to want to get that so that you can see every event and ask trial counsel if they think that's something that, you know, did anything really happen on that day that I need the transcripts for. So those are the first couple of things that I do when I start an appeal. And then you're looking for the motion for new trial. So Texas Rule of Appellate Procedure 21, a motion for new trial is a prerequisite to presenting a point of error on appeal only when necessary to adduce facts not in the record. So if it's not in the record, you need to present it in a motion for a new trial. And I'm not going to go over everything because that was well presented on yesterday.